Today Shir Masech is Zochim Daf Lamed Ches, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Ches, our base, in the middle of the Amid, Amar Rav Yochanan. As we have been learning, ready from the Mishnah taught us that even though the Torah tells us that on by Karmel Chatos, the Kohen should put four applications of Dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach, the Halacha is, says Rav Yochanan, Sholosh Matanis Shabachatis, these three Matanis of the Karmachatis that are not absolutely essential, still, says Rabbi Yochanan, Eden Boaz Balayla may not be brought at night, for even though, explained the Rishonim, the Dam is not considered, if this is not considered an essential Avoida, there still is a separate Halacha that we've already encountered, that the dam of all kabbonis, the blood of all kabbonis, becomes disqualified by night. And therefore, this dam, even though it's not essential to the avodah, may not be put on at night because it becomes possible with laila. Dam nifsal b'shkiyas achama. In fact, as the Shagas Arya explains, there are actually two psukim that teach us this din. One pasuk says b'yoyu tzavoysoi, it has to be done by night, and the other pasuk says b'yoyu hakrivoi. Explains the Shagas Arya that the pasuk of b'yoyu tzavoysoi is only referring to avoidus that are essential, and therefore from that pasuk we learn that the first matana, the first placement of the blood on the keren, the dam of that blood, becomes disqualified at night. But then we have the second pasuk of B'yoyim HaKrivoi to teach us that even the dam, which is not essential part of the Izrika, these three matanis, still the halacha is the dam nifsal b'shkiya sechama. What's left over is actually a machloikis achroinim. The Karen Oira, very much following what we just learned from the Shagas Aryeh, says if we're learning that there's a special pasuk that teaches us b'yoyim hakrivoi, that even dam, which is not absolutely essential to the avodah, still becomes possible by night, so too, says the Karen Oira, will be the dam of the shiori hadam that we have discussed and will discuss quite extensively, that's nishpach liyosai, that's poured to the base of the mizbeach. Regarding that dam too, says the Karen Oira, the halacha is that that dam becomes possible b'layla and cannot no longer be poured to the Yisoyed of the Mizbeach. The Megdash Tovim, the Chavetz Chaim, disagree, and they hold that Shvich HaShrayim is permitted at night since it's totally excluded from being an Avoida, and it's not connected in any way, and therefore they disagree, and they hold that the Shiori Adam may be poured at night. Furthermore, Abbas Lachemisa. Even though, as we've learned many times, that there is a halakha l'moshe in Sinai that says that any carbon chatas after the owner dies becomes disqualified, as we learned, the halakha l'moshe in Sinai teaches us the Misa Azla, it's put out to death. If after the main Nesina Saddam on one corner was done, the Chmal Tzlam, the owner of the carbon, passes away, the halacha is that the carbon, that these other matanis may be still put on the Mizbeach, even though the owner is no longer alive. And in fact, explain the Mefarshim. Our Gemara, as we began our share today, differentiates between the first Nesina Stam, which is so essential, which is such an essential part of the Avoida by carbon chatas, versus the other three Nesina Stam. Say the Mefarshim. Actually, the din that Rabbi Yochanan, and we're going to see soon, Rapapa, teach us, can also be spoken by other Kabbonis. Because the halacha is that by other Kabbonis, also we've learned that we learned in our Mishnah, that the din is that there should be two matan dams, there should be two placements of the dam. But our Mishnah Gemara taught us that if you did one, it's also fine, and the second one is not absolutely essential. Explain the Mefarshim. Therefore, all the halachas that we're going to learn regarding the three last matanas by the Karban Chatos, the same rules will apply to the second Nesina Stam by all other Kabbalahs. The reason Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Papa chose to talk about the Karban Chatos is because of this halacha that we just learned. Because as we said, there's a special halacha L'moshe Sinai that teaches us the rules about Karban Chatos Lacha Misa, and our Gemara is now teaching us that that's only regarding the first Nesina Stam, not regarding the last three Nesina Stams. Therefore, says the Sefer Mefarshim, this is a halacha that's unique to Karban Chatos, so that's why the Gemara chose to frame its entire discussion regarding Chatos, but the same would be by all other Kabbalahs. So again, our Gemara teaches us, Abbas Lacha Misa, they can be brought after Misa, V'mal Mehem B'chutz Chayiv. As we've learned, the Torah is very strict about doing any of the avoida outside the Azorah. If somebody does the avoida outside the Azorah, b'mezid, he's chayiv koris, b'mshogig, he's chayiv achatos. And here teaches us the Gemara that if somebody's mala from the, if somebody takes this avoida, does it b'chutz, these three matanis, the same din will apply. Interesting machloikis hachroinim in how in a pshat in a Rambam when we say when the Gemara says hamal ben b'chutz is chayiv, is it only if he was mala all three nesinas? If he did all three nesinas b'chutz, will he be chayiv? But if he did only one of them, he won't be chayiv. Or is it in other words, he has to do all three? Or is it enough that he even just did one, and if he does one, he too will be chayiv? Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Papa. And there's an interesting machlokes achroinim how to understand Rav Papa versus Rav Yochanan. Is Rav Papa coming to argue on Rav Yochanan and say different rules versus Rav Yochanan? Or is Rav Papa and Rav Yochanan actually really saying the same thing? That just Rav Papa, and we may explain this a little later, says exactly what Rav Yochanan says, but in a more expanded version. So it says Rav Papa, Yeshmen ketchiloson. Yet there's some rules that the halacha of these three last Nesina Stams by Karban Chatos are treated like the first Nesina. V'yesh behen k'soifo. And in some ways, they're treated like the Shvich HaShrayim, which we've learned many times, Shvich HaShrayim is so not essential. Chutz, regarding the halacha that we just learned, that they may not, this avoid, the avoid of these three Nesinas may not be done chutz la'zoro, they're treated like the first Nesina. The Laila, as we discussed at the beginning of this year, that the three Nesinas may not be done at night, the, it becomes possible at night, that also has a din, that it's these three Nesinas are possible. Zoris, the locha that a Zor may not do the avoida, is both regarding the Nesinas Adam, as the three Nesinas as the first Nesina. Although I saw Machloikis Achroinim, if the Shvich HaShrayim may be done by a Zor, there's some Achroinim based on this Gemara that suggests that absolutely, and others say that the Shvich HaShrayim may not be done by a Zor either. Uklisharis, that when they do the Nesinas Adam, these three Matanis, it must be done from a klisharis. Actually, I saw the Karen Ladovit, the Karen Oira explains that the same din applies to the Shvich HaShrayim. That certainly the Shvich HaShrayim should be done from a klisharis. So what is the difference between these Shalosh Matanis and the Shvich HaShrayim? He explains, whereas by these three Matanis they must be done from a klisharis, any other way is unacceptable. But a Shvich HaShrayim, if the dam will pour out of a kli sharis into a kli chol, the halacha will not require that the dam be put back into a kli kodesh. Kibbutz, keren, the dam of these three matanis must be put on the corners of the mizbeach. The etzba, and we'll discuss this later in the perek, they must be done with the finger of the kohen. Kibbutz, and this is something we're going to spend a lot of time discussing. The halacha is that if the blood of a Karban Chatos splatters on the Kohen's beged, that beged must be washed. And teaches us now the Gemara that so too will be the halacha. Not only the dam of the first matana, if it splatters, must be washed, but even the dam of the three last matanas, the shirayu. And the law of shirayu, that means if there's leftover blood, it has to be spilled, as we're learning to the Yisoy, also applies to this dam, to the dam of the last three matanas, ketchilasam. The same way as we treat the dam of the first matana. What does it mean, v'shirayim? Of course, explains Rav Chaim Briska, that if we had dam in a cave, and the dam in that klisharis was the dam that was used for the first matana, there would be no question, he explains, that all the rest of the dam in that keli, even if it's going also to be used for the three other matanas, has the din of shrayim that must be poured to the yisoy. He explains that the chiddush of the Rav Papa here is that let's say we have dam of the other, we will makabel dam in four separate cups. We discussed this case previously. For each corner, a different cup. So the dam of the three last cups is dam that has no connection to the first Nesinus dam. We're using one cup for each corner. All of the dam and all of the cups have the din of Shrayim that you pour to your side, and that's what Rav Papa is teaching us. However, regarding the halacha of Misa, that the Misa, it's different. That means, as we learned at the beginning of the shir, even though if the dam of the carbon, the first Nesinus dam, was not done, Rachmon Islam, before the owner died, it may not be done after he passes away. That halacha doesn't apply to the last three matanas. If the dam was put on with one matana, then the owner died, the other three matanas may be done. Loi Sharia, they are not what makes the carbon mutter. It's their zrika is not the essential zrika. The loy mefagla, and therefore, since they're not, as we learned in the Mishnah, since they're not what's matter the dam, they for a machshavas of chutzlas manoi during the avoid of the sholosh matanis will not make the carbon into pigal. And actually, that's the way Rashi explains the Gemara, but the Meroy Mesodis says that actually loy shari loy mefagla, the way we're explaining, is really saying one and the same. It's loy mefadla. The reason it doesn't become pigal during those avoiders is because loy shari, because that avoider is not a matter. So why does the Gemara have, why does it repeat itself? And because of that question, the Meroy Mesodis has a different pshat than loy shari. He goes back to a din that we've learned many times. The halacha, he says, is that if a carbon, the halacha is that if the dam was put in the wrong place on the Mizbeach, as we've learned previously, it does affect the kapara, but even though it affects the kapara, we also learn it still may not, that meat may not be eaten. So what the Gemara is teaching us here, what Rav Papa is teaching us here, says the Meroy Mesodis, is that let's say the first Nesina was done in the wrong place, and now they're going to do the further Nesinas, the three other Nesinas, and those other three Nesinas will be done in the right place, that won't be able to make the carbon be mutter b'achila. Once the first Nesinas Adam was done in the wrong place, the basur, the meat of that carbon, will be permanently osur. V'le aylo l'gavoy, the halacha is that if a carbon chatos is brought into the Beis HaMikdash, the carbon becomes pasul. That halacha doesn't apply, or any part of the carbon, that's only regarding the dam of the first Nesina. The dam of the three last Nesinas don't make that the carbon should be possible. Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says that Rav Papa focuses now on the halacha that he said, that if the dam from the three last non-essential Nesinas splatters on the beggar of the Kohen, it must be washed. From where do I know this then? Says Mother Tanan. It says in the Mishnah, Nitas Natsavar Alabegu. My blood went directly from the neck of the animal onto the beggar Kayan. Then Ainatayim Kribus. That isn't the situation where the beggar must be washed. However, min a keren umin yisoid, if dam went after was on the keren, it went on to the beggar koyin, or after was on the yisoid, it went on to the beggar koyin. There too, says the Mishnah, ain't a time kibus, the kibus will not be required. Ha, what do we learn from here? Min ha royal keren, that if it's dam that could still be put on the keren, if any dam, not just the dam of the first nesina, says Rapapa, we learn from that Mishnah, but even the dam from the following three nesinas, if any of that dam splatters on the beggar of the kohen, ta'an kibus. Ask the Gemara, ula tameich, if that's the way you're learning pshat in the Mishnah, ask the Gemara to Rapapa, many yisoid ain't a ta'an kibus. What if we have to learn the Mishnah consistently, and what will be according to your understanding, min ha-yisoid, the dam that was already on the yisoid and then splattered on the beggar of the koyin, that's when ein aton kibus, kibus is not required. But doesn't that seem to indicate hum min ha-roi li-yisoid, any dam that is roi to be put on the yisoid, ton kibus? But doesn't the pasuk say, ask the Gemara, Ashi Yazik Siv, only dam that will be poured, will be sprinkled, there's a chiv, if that dam splatters on the beggar of the koyin, that it must be washed. Prat lazeh, isn't that excluding shekvar hozo? The dam that was already sprinkled on the corners of the mizbeach, that dam will not have a din of a chiv kibus. But the way you're learning shine the Mishnah, asked the Gemara to Rapapa, the Mishnah is saying that only dam that was on the yisoid already doesn't require washing out. But dam that will be put on the yisoid, if before it was put on the yisoid, it sprinkles on the beggar akoyin, it will require kibbutz. How do we understand the Mishnah? So at this point, before we go further in our shir, we have to indicate there are two very different ways of learning the Gemara. There's Rashi's approach to the Gemara and Tosfos' approach to the Gemara. We, of course, will follow Rashi's approach to the Gemara, where Rashi is saying that the Gemara here is asking a question on Rapapa, showing that this Mishnah is a refutation of what Rapapa said. And we're going to learn the Gemara with Rashi's approach. Tosfos' approach is actually just the opposite. Tosfos' approach is that the Gemara is trying to actually try to use what we're going to learn now as a raya to Rapapa. But again, we're going to learn like Rashi. Says the Gemara, Hamani, it must be that the Tana of this Mishnah is Reb Nechemya. The Tanya, Reb Nechemya's opinion is that Shiori Hadam Shekrivim B'chutz Chayif. If somebody even did the avoid of Shiori Hadam Chutz Lazar his Chayif, so the Gemara is extrapolating that just like the Halacha quote from Nechemya has this Chumrah that Shiori Hadam that's stored outside the Azaris Chayif, so too will Reb Nechemya hold that dam that's supposed to be poured on the Yisoid has the same, also a level of Kedusha, that if it splatters on the beggar of the Kohen, it must be washed out. But that's the opinion of Rav Nechemya. And that's who we're going to say that Mishnah follows. The Rabbanan will obviously don't agree with Rav Nechemya. And just like they don't agree with Rav Nechemya regarding the dam that's supposed to be poured on the Yisoid, and they hold that if the dam that's supposed to be put on the Yisoid splatters on the beggar of the Kohen, it doesn't have to be washed out, so too will they hold regarding the dam of the Sholos Matanis, that it could be, even if they splatter on the beggar of the Koyin, we don't have to wash out that beggar. Clearly different than what Rapapa said. That's how Rashi learns, and as I said, we're going to continue learning with Rashi. Tosfos says, what the Gemara is trying to say is, that just like Reb Nechemya holds that the Shiori Hadam has to be poured, is Mal B'chutz, is Chayiv. And therefore we're saying Reb Nechemya will also hold that dam of that's supposed to be put on the yisoid falls on the kohen's beged, makes the beged require washing. So to the rabbanan, even though they won't agree with Rav Nechemya regarding the dam of the yisoid, they'll agree with the concept of Rav Nechemya. And the concept of Rav Nechemya will be that just the dam of the Sholosh Matanis, as we learned already a number of times in today's shir, if they brought chutz lazar yechayiv, the halacha will also be, the Gemara is now suggesting, that the dam of that of the Sholos Matanis have to be washed if they splatter on the beggar. Again, let's learn with Rashi. Ask the Gemara, We're trying to extrapolate that according to Nehemiah, that just like the halacha that the dam of the Shiri Adam, if it's splattered outside, that it's taken outside, it's chayiv, so too that dam has to be washed. Ask the Gemara, aim of the Shamalai Ram Nehemiah, where do we hear Ram Nehemiah say his din? Linyan halal. Ram Nehemiah said that Shiri Adam, if that dam is brought outside the Azar of the chayiv. As we have, Mida have Avaram Bedorim. Just like the halacha is that the Avaram Bedorim, the avoida burning them is not an essential avoida. Still, if they're burnt outside the Azar, it is chayiv. But ask the Gemara, Rainian Kaibus, Mishamadle, where do we find Ram Nehemiah saying that the dam of that's supposed to be poured on the side must be washed? That was saying that that's who the Mishnah is following. So the Gemara, in. We have a Braisa that seems to indicate that. The Hatanya, because the Braisa says as follows. Domim hatunim yisoid. And at this point, the Gemara is learning that what is pshat domim hatunim yisoid? Dam that's supposed to be poured on the yisoid, the shiari adam, says the Braisa, tunim kibbis. It requires washing if they splatter on the beggar of the kohen. Or machshava ma'alz behen. If somebody has a machshavas pigle regarding them, the loch is the kohen becomes pigle. Va'amal behen b'chutz chayif. And whoever brings these dam outside the Azar is chayif. However, domim hanishpachim la'omot, the blood of a carbon that became disqualified, that dam that's poured into the canal that's drained outside the Azar, that dam ain't tunim kibbutz. If that dam splatters on the beggar of a kohen, kibbutz is not required. They machshavim ma'alz behen, there is no machshavas pigle regarding them. V'amal behem b'chutz potter. And somebody brings these, spills the stam outside the Azara, he won't be chayif. Ask Dachroinim. If this stam is dam that's nishbach la'omo, so the dam is possible. So what the Bryce is saying that you can't make pigle with the stam. Of course you can't make pigle with the stam. We're talking about a carbon that became possible. And once it became possible, obviously, there's no issue of pigle. So one teretz that the Achroidim suggest is that exactly is what the Braisa is teaching us. That we know that the machshava chutz l'zmanoi creates a chiyuv karis, and the Braisa is teaching us that that chiyuv karis will never be passable here. Another way the Achroidim explain is what would be if only a portion of the carbon's dam became possible. A portion of the dam, for example, became tameh. This carbon could still be kosher if there's still dam ha-nefesh remaining in the animal's neck. And because the kohen could do the avoida with that remaining dam, do his rik with that remaining dam. However, teaches us the Braisa that if that will be the case, where part of the dam became tameh, became disqualified, and he used the remaining dam ha-nefesh to do zrika, even if there will be a pigle intent during that remaining avoida, the carbon will not be possible, because one that carbon will not have full status of pigle. Now, back to our Braisa. But the Braisa began speaking about dam, that the dam hamal, that this dam is requiring kibbutz. Now let's learn the Braisa again, says the Gemara. Who's the man, the Omer, that holds that if you malo the dam b'chutz yichayiv? It's Reb Nechemihi. And yet here it says, v'komer ta'an kibbutz, it says that kibbutz is required. So from here we see that kibbutz is required on the shiari hadam. So we have a right that that's the opinion of Reb Nechemihi. Ask the Gemara, is that possible? Can we say that the Braisa is speaking about the Shiori Hadam? How could that be? The Braisa says, Machshava Mayelos Behen, that the carbon will become pigle. But Tanya, then we learn in the Braisa, Yotze Shirayim Vaktaris Aimrim, that regarding the Shirayim or the Vaktaris Aimrim, since Sheim Akmes Kapora, since they're not essential to Kapora, Aim Machshava Mayelos Behen. So how can we suggest, ask the Gemara, how can we suggest that this Braisa is talking about the Shiari Hadam? This Braisa says that pigle is applicable to them. And pigle is not applicable. Everybody agrees to Shiori Adam, because Shiori Adam is not what makes the kapara. Ask the Achronim. So we had a Gemara earlier that says that even though Shiori, the pigle doesn't apply during the avoida of pouring the dam to the Yisoi, we did learn that during one of the other avoidas, Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, there was a machshava to do the Shiori Adam, Chutz L'Zmanoi, Chutz M'Kaimer would be pigle. So maybe that's what the Braisa means. Answer the Achroinim. That only if the wording of the Braisa so indicates can we explain the Braisa to mean so. But here the Braisa clearly speaking about during the avoida of Shvicha Shirayim, it can become pigle. That clearly is not true. So how can we say that the Braisa is talking about Shvicha Shirayim? Rather, says the Gemara, Ki Tanya Hi, we have to say that the Braisa is referring to Sholosh Matanah Shebechatas. The last three Matanahs to become Mechatas, that is the subject of that Braisa. Says the Shita, besides that now we have a Pshat that at least at this point could work in the Braisa, we also have another fringe benefit. The fringe benefit is that now this Braisa is teaching us that the dam of the three Matanahs to Unakivas, which is exactly what Rav Papa said. So while we began the shiur with Rav Papa's point that we're trying to see if he's correct or incorrect, actually now is corroborated. But ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's what we're saying, the Braisa is talking about, the Braisa continues saying, tune in your side. They have to be poured under your side. Makarinazli, but that's not true. The dam of the three matanas doesn't go to the side, it goes to the Karen. Answers the Gemara, Ema. What it means, nitan in Yisoy, that this is dam that after it's placed on the Karen will be poured on the Yisoy. But continues the Gemara, how can we say that the Braisa is speaking about the dam of the Sholosh Matanas? What does the Braisa say further? Umechshava ma'alfahem. During the avoida of the dam that's being referred to in this Braisa, it could become pigle. Ask the Gemara, ha'amrit, we learned before, lo sharya v'lo tamafagla, that during the avoida of these Sholosh Matanas, it's not what is matter the carbon. It can't become pigle. V'loy ayla l'gavoy, and the din that if the carbon is brought inside the base of Mikdash, it becomes disqualified. K'soifin, it's treated like the Shari Adam. Isn't that clearly an indication that this Bryce is not talking about the Sholosh Matanas? Says the Gemara, correct. Al Kitanya he. What is this Bryce talking about? V'damim ha'pnimim. The halacha, as we know, and we're going to spend a lot of time soon discussing these kabbonis, the halacha is that the dam, there are certain carbon chattas that are brought inside on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Par Helm Dov Shot Tzibur, Par Kai Mashiach. There the halacha is that the dam is sprinkled first seven times to the Praichis, then four times in the four corners of Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Shiori Hadam are poured on the Yisoid, and that Shiori Hadam is much more essential than the Shiori Hadam of what's poured on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. And regarding this Shiori Hadam, the halacha will be that if it's poured, that if it's done, that all these halachas that are mentioned in the Braisa are referred to. Even though we're learning, explain the Achroinim and Rishonim, that the Shiori Hadam of the Mizbeach HaPnimi is so very essential, that doesn't change the fact, explain the Mefarshim, that the kapara of the carbon is accomplished by the Zrika, not by the Shiori Hadam. But the way to understand it is that the Shiori Hadam, the Zrika doesn't affect its kapara until the Shiori Hadam are actually poured. And as they explain, because we learned the halacha is, Ein Dam, Ein Basar, Ein Dam. If there's no basar left, we don't spill the dam. That won't apply even to the mandamah that holds that the Shiori Hadam are so very essential, it wouldn't apply to that halacha. The halacha still remains that you could do the Shvicha Shrayim even if there's no basa left. Furthermore, there are Rishonim that suggest that just that this mandamah that holds that the Shvicha Shrayim of the Dam HaPnimi is so essential, he may even hold the same as regarding the Shvicha Stam of the Karmachatis that's brought on Mizbeach HaChitzin, even though that isn't Pasha Pshat. Ask the Gemara, Al B'dam HaChitzayin, but at this point we're learning that the dam hapnimi, that has these halachas, but the shiori hadam of a carbon that's brought on the mizbeach chitzen, their part of these rules won't apply. So, in other words, we're contrasting the dam of the chatas hapnimi, the shiori hadam of the chatas hapnimi, versus the shiori hadam of the chatzen of the chatas on the carbon chitzen. But ask the Gemara if that's true. Ad toni, domam nishpach loma. Let's go back, says the Gemara, to the Braisa on the Tapir Amid. The Braisa on the Tapir Amid contrasted Dhamma Tunim Yisoy. We spent a while trying to understand what Dhamma Hatunim Yisoy is. And where we're up to now is that the definition of Dhamma Hatunim Yisoy is the Shiori Hadam of the Chatas HaPnimi. And the Braisa contrasts the halacha of that dam versus the dam that's poured, versus the dam that's disqualified that goes out to the Omer. Ask the Gemara, wouldn't it be better to contrast, wouldn't it be a stronger contrast, add a tani, dam ha-nishpach l'Omer, to contrast the halacha of the dam that goes out to the canal versus the leftover dam of the chatas ha-pnimi, lift it and listen to the dog. The Gemara should have made the following distinction. The medvar ma-murim, when do these halachas apply strictly b'dam ha-pnimim? The leftover blood of the chatas ha-pnimi, ab b'dam ha-chatsoinim, the leftover dam of the dam ha-chatsoini, potter, the Gemara should, these rules don't apply. Wouldn't that be a much stronger lesson? And actually, the Achronim point out that the Gemara earlier in our shir could have asked a similar question. Earlier in the shir, a few lines ago, the Gemara attempted to say that the Pshat in the Mishnah, the Pshat in the Sprite was talking about the Sholos Matanis. That the Sprite was referring to Sholos Matanis. So there too, say the Achronim, the Gemara could have asked a very powerful question. That if instead of contrasting the Sholos Matanis versus the dam that goes out to the canal, we should have contrasted the dam of the Sholos Matanis versus the Shiori Hadam, which would be a much more powerful lesson. And the Mefarshim say that indeed the Gemara could have asked that question. The Gemara asked the stronger question and it left, and it didn't ask this question. But now the Gemara is asking if the Brice is speaking about the Shiori Hadam of Dam HaPnimi, that's where these halachas apply, but not regarding the, and they don't apply to the Shiori Hadam of the carbon that's brought in the Mizbech Achitzin, shouldn't the Gemara made, shouldn't the Braisa made that distinction? Answers the Gemara, Hamani, who was the Tan of this Braisa from the Chemihi? The Tan of this Braisa is in the Chemihi, Shiori Hadam, Shekriv Mechutz Chayiv, that he holds that Shiori Hadam, and the Chemihi clearly holds that Shiori Hadam that was brought Mechutz Lazarus Chayiv. So therefore, all of, we want to make a contrast that by Dam HaPnimi it's Chayiv, somewhere else it's Potter. It wouldn't be three for three, that these three halachas apply strictly by Dam HaPnimi and do not apply by the other subject, because if the other subject of the Braisa were Shiori Hadam of a carbon brought in the Mizbech HaChitzin, they would both have the common denominator that Hamal Mem Bechutz Chayiv. And the Braisa wants to teach us a case, Tlasi Ture, the Bahad Tlasi Chiyuve, to contrast that by the Dam HaPnimi you have three cases that are Chayiv, and the exact same cases by somewhere else will be Potter. The only time that you can find a Potter by all three of these rules is regarding the Dam HaNishpach and La'oma, not regarding the Dam that's of the Shiori Adam of the Mizbeach HaChitzin, because there Hamal Bechutz, according to Nechemiah, is Chayiv. So again, as we've been learning the Gemara following the Pshat of Rashi, Rav Papa said a halacha, that the dam of the Sholosh Matanis, the halacha is, before they're put on the Mizbeach, if they splatter on the beged of the Kohen, that beged must be washed. The Gemara then, Rav Papa actually quoted a Mishnah, and the Gemara asked that Mishnah, if anything, contrasts Rav Papa's position. Because that Mishnah seems to say that even the dam that has to go to the Yisoid has to be, if it falls onto a beg, it has to be washed, which is a difficult halacha. And we tried to explain the Mishnah, but we haven't really explained the Mishnah. We tried to say, according to Rashi, that it's going according to the opinion of Nechemya, but we haven't even been able to prove that. So Gemara says, Ravina now comes to explain the Mishnah differently. He says mina keren. When the Mishnah says the dam that was on the keren, it means dam that was on the keren. If it splatters on the beged hakoyim, that beged must be washed. But if it was royal keren, it would have to be washed. But when the Mishnah speaks about a yisoy, doesn't only mean about dam that was on the yisoy, it means even how royal yisoy. Even the dam that's royal yisoy, the halacha is, if it splatters on the kohen's beged, it doesn't have to be washed. And the Mefarshim actually say, what is the basis for Ravina saying what he's saying? That if the Mishnah is speaking about only dam that's on the keren, that if it splatters, it doesn't have to be washed. Certainly dam that's already on the yisoy, if it splattered, it wouldn't have to be washed. That's certainly less level of kedusha. So why would the Mishnah have to say it is thin? That's why Ravina says that even though the Mishnah uses similar wording, the taich of the wording is different. When we use the word minak keren, it means strictly dam that's on the keren. If it splatters on the kohen's beged, it doesn't have to be washed. But if it's royal keren, it would have to be washed. By yisoy, it doesn't only mean dam that's royally yisoy, dam that was on the yisoy, but it means even dam that's royally yisoy, the Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush, if it splatters, it doesn't have to be sprinkled. What is the problem with this pshat? The problem with this pshat is that we have two very similar phrases in the Mishnah, min hakeren and min yisoy, but they have very different meanings. Min hakeren means only what was on the keren, min yisoy means even what's going to be on the yisoy. And therefore the Gemara attempts to say maybe a different pshat in the Mishnah that would avoid this problem. Maybe the Mishnah is saying that not only the dam that's supposed to be poured on the yisoid, if it splatters it doesn't have to be washed, but even the dam that is roi for the last three matanis, if it splatters it doesn't have to be washed. That would be great pshat in the Mishnah, because that would have the same types for the word mina keren and for mina yisoid. The problem would be that would be just the opposite of where Rapapa taught us. Because Rapapa says that the dam that's supposed to be poured on the three matanis, if it splatters on the beged hakoyin, that beged must be washed. Ask the Mahaimai. Hash the royal keren. If we're saying that if that would be pshat in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah would be a very difficult Mishnah to understand. Because the Mishnah would be teaching us that the dam that's supposed to be put on the keren, the dam of the last three matanis, if it splatters on the kohen's beged, doesn't require washing. So, and yisoid means the same thing. The dam that's supposed to be poured on the yisoid, the sharia dam, won't disqualify, won't require washing. So why would we have to say that then? If the dam that's supposed to be put on the three corners doesn't make a requirement of washing, royally yisoid me by it, ella, we go back, says Ravina, the only definition of the Mishnah must be, min hakeren means min hakeren mamish, that only dam that was already put on the keren, that dam, if it splatters on the kohen's beged, it doesn't have to be washed. But that dam that's going to be put on the corner, any corner, if it splatters before it was put on the corner, would have to be washed. When the yisoy doesn't only mean dam that was on the yisoy, it means even dam that was royal yisoy. We learned in the Mishnah, kolon etonim was beged hapnimi, the Mishnah taught us that unlike the dam of the Karm Chantis on the Mizbech HaChitzin, that we're learning the halacha is that only, according to Beis Hillel, only the first Nesina is essential, according to Beis Shammai, the first two Nesinas. But in Mizbech HaPnimi Karm Chantis, all four Nesinas on all four corners are absolutely essential. We've learned in Masech Taharis, the Torah talks about a parak Helm Davish Otzibar. A parahalm davish tzibur is a situation where Bezdin issued an erroneous psak, and based on the erroneous psak, Klai Yisrael, most of Klai Yisrael did an aveira. That's when the parahalm davish tzibur. The parasha before in parashas for Yikra speaks about a parakoy mashiach. Parakoy mashiach is that if a kohen gadol, who's a mashiach, who became a kohen gadol because he was anointed with the shemen amishcha, does an aveira, for which if a regular Yisrael did aveira, that Aveda would be a Chiyiv Chattis, he brings a par Koy Mashiach. The Locha by both of these Kabbalahs, by the par Ham Dovish at Tzibur, and the par Koy Mashiach, as I said, this is the carbon, the dam is sprinkled 7 times on the Proiches, 4 times on the 4 corners of Mizbeach HaPnimi. The leftover dam is poured on the soil of the Mizbeach HaChitzen, and the meat is Nisrofen, is burnt. There's a very interesting pasuk. The Parsha, as I said in Sefer VeYikra, in Parshas VeYikra, first speaks about the Par Koy Mashiach, and then it speaks about the Par Helm Dovish of Tzibur. But in that Parsha, there's a pasuk in the Parsha of Par Helm Dovish of Tzibur. It says, V'osla Par, Kasha Osla Par Chatas, Ken Yosla Loi, V'chipa Aleim, HaKoyin V'nislach Lohem. Which is a superfluous pasuk. Because all of the halachas that are mentioned, all of the rules of the Par Helm Dovish of Tzibur, are mentioned explicitly. So what does the Torah say? That whatever you did by the Par Koy Mashiach, you have to do by the Par Helm Dovish of Tzibur. And as Drew Shannon pointed out, it can't be to teach us the halacha of that Torah's Emrin, that not stated explicitly in that parasha. Because as we just learned not long ago in today's shir, the Haktaras Emrin is a non-essential avoida. So the Gemara teaches us, what does that pasuk teach us? Ma bo'olimai, lichbo b'hazah osoi. The Torah is teaching us the din, again, that hazah must take place, to teach us, limed, sh'mi'ichisa achs m'kola matonis, if somebody didn't do all of the hazahs that they're supposed to be done, the covenant is disqualified. The Torah repeats this din to teach us this halacha. Only, continues the Brayis, Elamat and Sheva. I will know that that halacha only applies regarding the pouring, sprinkling the dam 7 times towards the prayches. Shema Akvis become mokum, that we always find that zrika towards the prayches is essential. Mat Dalad Minai, how do you know the same din applies to the Mat Dalad on the four corners of the Mizbeach, that they are so very essential? Tamaloima Kenyasa. That's what we learn from the word Kenyasa, that even the Matonis on the four corners of the Mizbeach are absolutely essential. The Pasuk says, Lepar, teaches us the Par Yom Kippurim, to teach us the Halacha of Par Yom Kippurim has similar din to the Par Helm Dovish of Tzibur, and the Gemara Mitzvah tomorrow she will identify where the similarity is. Kesha Osla Par, Zek Par Kari Mashiach. The Pasuk continues that Kesha Osla Par is referring to Par Kari Mashiach. Hachatos, Elis Siri Avodis Kachavim. The Pasuk here is referring to the Siri Avodis Kachavim. The Pasuk discusses that if Klai Yisrael did worship Avodah Zarah based on an erroneous sack of the Beis Din, then special Sirei Avodah Zarah have to be brought. And here too, the Torah is teaching us that those Sirei Avodah Chacham have to be sprinkled the dam on towards the Proichas and the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Yochel, continues the Braisa, Shani Marba Af Sirei Rigol and Sirei Rosh Chadashim, that the Sirei that are brought on Yom Tovim and Rosh Chadashim have the same rule, Tamaloy Meloy, that it doesn't apply to all Sirei. Ask the Gemara, ask the Braisa on itself. Omar Yisrael Rabbis Eselu Hoytis Eselu. Why are we saying that the Sirei Avodah Zarah are treated like the Par Helm Dovish of Tzibur and the Par Koy Mashiach and the Sirei Regolim and the Sirei Chadashim are not? Maybe we should say just the opposite. Maybe the Sirei Regolim and Sirei Chadashim are treated like the Par Helm Dovish of Tzibur and the Par Koy Mashiach and not the Sirei Avodah Zarah? Answers the Braisa. Acha Shiriba Kosov Amir. The Pasuk has a ribui, hachatos. The Pasuk has a miut, the word loy. So I need to include something, I need to exclude something. Marbanius Elush Mechapram Averas Mitzvah. It makes sense, says the Bryce, to include Sira Vedazoro, that has the common characteristic with the Parham Dovish of Tzibur and the Par Koy Mashiach, that we know for which specific Avera they're being brought. On Maitanius Elu, and we exclude the Siri Rosh Chadashim and the Siri Regolim, Sh'eim Mechaprim al Aver Mitzvah. They don't bring a kapara for a specific Aver that's known. We know that these kaparas, we learned these kabonas, as we learned in Masech, the Harius, are brought if somebody entered the Beis HaMikdash B'tumah and he wasn't aware that he did so. Although the Mefarsh should point out, from here we see the seriousness of an Avera. That even though a person did not know he was doing an Avera, he entered the Beis HaMikdash totally not knowing that he's Tameh, still Siri Regolim and Siri Rish Chadashim were brought as a Kapara, even for an Avera that you don't know about. The Braisa continues explaining this Pasuk, the Chippur, Apish Leish Samach. that even without smicha, it's still effective. And nislach, obviously, not in shrayim. And even if there was no shvicha shrayim, it'll still be an effective carbon. Ask the Gemara, ask the Brice on itself again. Omari Isa lifts up Hazos. Why do we say that this pasuk is teaching us that if the Hazos weren't done properly, the carbon is disqualified? Yet by smich and shrine we're saying that if they weren't done, the covenant is not disqualified. Amrit and answered the Braisa, since we find in other places that the Hazos are so very absolutely essential, and we're going to identify in tomorrow's shiur where, but smich and shrine, if they're omitted, the Braisa, the pasuk, says the Braisa is teaching us it's kosher, because emak v'kamakim, there is never a place that the smicha or the shvicha shrayim are absolutely essential.